Blog Talk Radio.
From the broadcast studio is located in Celebration, Florida. Welcome to MetaNex Radio, and I'm your host, Vaughn Goodman. This is a program that features topics that are important in maximizing your business. And even though MetaNex Healthcare Solutions works primarily with medical practices, what we discuss is a benefit to all who participate. We talk about a lot of great things here. Today's topic, the new business card, will feature the skills, talents, and insight of a longtime associate and, more importantly, friend of mine, Lisa Tarvis. Lisa Tarvis is co-founder of Rightstream Publishing. She has over 25 years of sales, marketing, writing, editing, and social media experience. Lisa is the author of a 5-star rated book, Just Believe, released in 2012, which is rated number one bestseller on Amazon.com. She has been hosting her popular radio show, Just Believe, and has recently handed that over to another host, but it's for Common Sense Spirituality for the 21st Century. And she also is in partnership with others, Daria Ann, with Rightstream Radio, as they have a network that features different guests, different shows each day with different topics. Lisa has a very interesting husband in his own right, and we won't discuss him here today, but I've met Scott, and he is a very interesting man. A lot of good stories does he have. Lisa has 3 children, Nick, Kristen, and Lauren, and she has 2 fur children. She has 2 dogs named Zeus and Boomer. Now, there's far too much to talk about Lisa today. I could spend an hour telling you all about her, but it's safe for me to say that she is one of the more gifted people I know, and this seems more like a cup of coffee instead of an interview. So, Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mon. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you again and be able to talk about Rightstream. We usually, every time we're talking about my book or something, but it's nice to be able to talk about Rightstream Publishing and how we can help other people get their books made and start a new career, really.
Well, I understand. And the title of today's show is your new business card. What do you mean, Lisa, when you say a book could be your new business card? That seems a little strange. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it kind of is. It kind of is. The concept is a little weird until you really understand what we're talking about there. And I think basically, you know, every business is so competitive now. There's a billion people that do everything, and thanks to the internet and thanks to, you know, all the different ways of social media, the ways of marketing. Things have become very competitive. It's no matter what you do, there's a billion other people that are doing it too, with obviously the rare exceptions. But the new business card, what we're talking about there is people having a book that they write not just to make money off of the book. I mean, that's great. You'll put the book gets on Amazon, it gets on Barnes and Noble. People are going to buy the book, and you're going to get paid for that. But the other thing is people are buying their own books, and you can buy your own books through us, like, very, very inexpensively. And basically you hand that out, and this says, this is more about me. This is more about my business. This is what I do. And, you can only put so much information on that little card, you know, and in a book, you can really expand on what it is you do, what you have to offer, and how you're different than everyone else.
So how do you address the objection, if you will, of someone saying this seems to be over the top, kind of like killing a fly with a baseball bat? How do you respond to that?
Right. Well, and that's exactly where it comes down to you're wanting to stand out. First, you automatically become a published author. I mean, that alone gives you credibility that that maybe your competitors don't have. And I think that's important. You know, people really believe and know that you know what you're talking about if you have your book you've written a book on the subject. They're going to trust that if you have enough knowledge to fill up an entire book, you have to be one of the leaders in whatever field it is you're in. And so to me, it's not at all that way. To me, I mean, of course, I'm in the publishing business and I'm an author myself, but I really think that you have to realize that it's just going to set you apart. It's going to make you give you a little more credential, a little bit more credentials and a little bit of credibility more than anything by being able to say, not only, you know, here's my business card with my phone number, but here's my book. Here, I wrote a book about this subject. This is why you want to hire me. And that's what we're talking about.
I think that has a lot of merit with regard to believability and credibility. It's one thing. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to get separation in this world with everybody trying to make everything equal and the same. So I think this may be a good idea to get that kind of separation. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it makes you stand apart. I think it makes you look like, I mean, it doesn't make you look like, it proves that you know more than a lot of people. Anybody can start a business doing anything, you know, and they don't necessarily have to be best at it. But if you've been able to, you know, write a book and you've been able to get that information, you know, get that information out there in words that people are actually buying, you know, you go to Amazon and somebody looks up your name. So you say I wrote a book about this. You should hire me. I wrote a book about it. They go on Amazon and they Google and type in your name, and there your book is selling for $12 or whatever. And they're like, holy crap, people are actually buying this book. You know, people what this person has to say. So
right.
The credibility part is huge. It's huge, and the believability, like you said, knowing that they know enough about what you're looking for, what you're looking into, to be able to have become an author doing it.
Right. Now, what kind of book would you suggest, or what kind of style are these books? Are they more of a bio approach or more of a service or experience approach? What kind of style and format are the books that you're talking about?
Everybody does their, you know, something a little different. And we've had, you know, many of the people that we've had that we've published that we've worked with that have written a book and used it as sort of this business card model that I'm talking about, have been people that are launching speaking careers or, you know, some sort of mentoring kind of, business, or they're either launching it or they've already launched it. And this is just taking them to a different level. Having the book takes them to a different level. So then when they're out there doing their speaking engagements, they also have a book to sell, you know, to anybody that's coming to their event. We did one of the first books that we published, that RaceStream published, was Miami Breast Cancer Experts, which had 32 different people that were part of, most of them doctors, that were experts in breast cancer and the field of breast cancer. And it's been an incredible guide for women, and not only women, but the women, the people that love these women that are diagnosed with this disease. It talks a lot about everything from your diagnosis and dealing with that diagnosis, all your different options for surgery, all your different options for reconstruction, all your different, you know, getting through chemo, getting through radiation, all of that, all the way up into giving the people that love you advice on getting you through this, you know, helping you get through it. Because I think so much of the time, you know, especially with cancer, a diagnosis of cancer, you know, the people that love you just feel helpless. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to act. And so this was written by Cindy Papali Hammontree and Sabrina Hernandez Cano, and they did a beautiful job getting their a team of great doctors in the Miami area to help them create this indispensable, actually they call it the subtitle of it is Your Indispensable Guide to Breast Health. And so that's one way we worked with someone that that was a breast cancer survivor that just wanted to have everything she learned through the process of having breast cancer. She wanted to get those experts that she relied on so much to create this guide that has been an amazing help to so many people. We've also had Major General Linda Singh is another one. She wrote a book called Moments of Choice: My Path to Leadership, and she basically was retiring from the Army and wanted to launch basically a speaking engagement type career. She wanted to be able to, I mean, she started working as the managing director at another company, but she also wanted to be able to take her, she had a very challenging childhood, to say the least. And everything did not look like it was going to turn out that she was going to be a major general in the Army. You know what I mean? It was like that was not the course that it looked like she was on. And it was a series of decisions that she made along the way that brought, I mean, decisions that we all make every day. You can turn left or you can turn right, and everything changes. And so she tells her story of where she came from and how she got there. And that's what she's talking to other people about. It doesn't matter where you start, what your background is, you can become anything that you want to be. That was another great example of a different example. It's not medical, but it's a kind of life experience. And, you know, just because you're not necessarily, you know, born with a silver spoon doesn't mean that you're destined to fail, because that's not at all the key.
So what I'm getting here, the takeaway I'm getting, Lisa, is that particularly with my listeners, is that a doctor could perhaps go from a perspective of how to choose a doctor, how to select a doctor, or if you have a certain condition, how to live and treat that condition, or a combination of both. So it could be a self-promoting book for the physician and a help book for those who read it, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's kind of the goal, because you obviously want to promote yourself. That's the way you're going to make money, right? That's the way you're going to have a successful career. But to have a successful career, you also have to be able to help people or lead people or guide people, either from your experiences or from your knowledge. And I really think that's why this is becoming such a huge way for people to. And we're not talking about writing Gone with the Wind. It doesn't have to be 1,000 pages. You know, we publish books that are 100 pages or less. You know, some people like it to keep it a simple guide. You know, it doesn't have to be this very, very long story. But also, you know, it's a great way to incorporate some testimonials from clients or patients or whatever. You can incorporate those into your book and basically give people. It's kind of like it's like one place to find out everything about you. They're not having to spend hours on the internet trying to figure out, okay, wait, if I click on this link, it's going to tell me this about him, but oh crap, there's not enough information there. So I'm going to have to call the office, or I'm going to have to, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to call and talk to somebody. Everything is in this one concise little, you know, five by seven or whatever, six by eight or whatever book, whatever size you want to make your book. You know, it's all incorporated into this book. And it's a double way to succeed, because you're using it as a way to get clients, but people are also buying it. People are also buying the book because you have knowledge that you're offering people.
Well, I could see a physician treating a patient, and it would be a recurring patient, someone they know, and that physician giving that patient a book to take home to give to a friend. And marketing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, and that's something that, you know, I actually see a chiropractor pretty often that has pretty much just been a huge help to me in a lot of different ways. She's a holistic chiropractor, and she I've been trying to convince her. I'm like, you got to write a book. You got to have them in the office. You got to, because it's holistic, because it's a different type of chiropractor than what people are used to. I mean, if she actually cracked my neck or something, I'd probably, not to be gross, but I'd probably vomit all over her shoes, because that grosses me out. Like, you know? That's just gross. But she uses the gun, that little gun thing that some chiropractors use. And people don't understand how that works, why that works, you know? And I'm like, you got to talk about that. Explain it to people. Sell your book, you know, sell your book on Amazon, but have the book in the office so you can be like, here, this explains everything, you know? And you can even make them pay for it. You don't have to give them away unless that's what you choose to do. But yeah, it's just a fantastic tool that you can use that is, you don't have to abbreviate everything. You don't have to give everybody the Cliff Note version of stuff. You can get more detailed. You have more room, you know, even with a brochure, you don't have a lot of room with a brochure, you know, you don't have a lot, you're still condensing what you want to say into way fewer words than you would explain it to somebody in person. So this is just another way to do that.
Okay, Lisa, we've talked a lot here about how to do things, what to do, and why it's important to do that. Now, you and I both know how difficult it is to sit down and write a book, to organize it, your thoughts, to get it all together. You know, and some people just don't have the skills. Are you in a position to be able to help people get their heads together and get their thoughts collected? Is that something you do?
Yeah. That's one of the ways I think that my business partner, Darianne DiGiovanni, and I, when we decided to create RightStream Publishing, we'd already created RightStream Radio, which has seven different shows a week on. I had one on that I just recently turned over called Just Believe. I turned it over to another radio host so I could concentrate more on RightStream Publishing and my own writing. But you know, we have a lot of different topics on that show. And when we decided we wanted to, and what we were basically doing was promoting self-published authors. We were trying to let them get their, you know, because they don't have their, it's not like you have Simon and Schuster. Most authors don't have a big company, you know, big company behind them promoting them and spending millions of dollars on them. That's just not the way publishing works anymore. So we were giving authors with RightStream Radio the ability to get out there and talk about their book through our forum. So when we decided that we were doing so much of this and talking about everybody's horrific publishing experience that they had. And Daria and I talked about, you know, well, why don't we do this? I mean, we both have been self-published. We both have a career in, you know, our careers, at least in, you know, at some point in our life. Daria is we're about writing, and Daria is a ghostwriter, so she'd been doing a lot of ghostwriting for people over the years. So we created this, and we decided we wanted to be different. We wanted to approach it differently. When you go with, you know, a lot of publishing companies, basically you sign up, you give them money to publish your book, you send them the book, they format the book, They give you a cover, and you get maybe, I don't know, you get give them a, you get to suggest cover ideas or whatever, and then you get to make maybe two or three changes when it comes in, if that. We wanted to make it so more personal and so more have the author have so much more power than most publishing companies have. We wanted to give them the opportunity to be a first-time author, come in and say, you know, I only want to write one book. That's it. Or I want to launch a career as an author, whatever, you know, whatever they wanted to do. But they don't, maybe they haven't written any books yet, and they have no idea where to start. And you're right, it is a huge task. Organizing your thoughts, getting it all. I mean, in my opinion, there's nothing more rewarding at all. I mean, I think it's an incredibly rewarding thing to do, is to write your own book. But I also think that the idea is so overwhelming to some people that even though they have it on their like things I want to do before I die, you know, the bucket list thing, they never do it because they're overwhelmed by the idea. So we wanted to offer people this one-on-one kind of relationship with us where they're actually talking to Daria. They're actually talking to me. They're actually talking to us about their book. And we're a partner with them in getting the book not only published but written. So we give them, okay, so this is where you start. This is where you start. We're not writing the book for you. I mean, we'll write the book for you. We can write the book for you. If you want a ghostwriter, we do that. But if you want to write it yourself, then this is how you start. And this is where you begin. And so many people, they just need to get into the flow. You know, when you know what you're talking about, you're going to talk about it and you're going to do well talking about it. The idea of writing a book is so overwhelming to people sometimes that it scares them. And it's really not scary. It's empowering. You know, it's a very empowering thing to do. So I think, you know, for us, we wanted to be that partner with them in getting the book published, getting the book written. We wanted to be part of that experience, not just their publisher, not just the person that puts the book together, makes it look pretty, and promotes it. We wanted to do a lot more than that, and we wanted to take that scariness of writing away from people. We don't want people to be afraid to write a book. You know, we want them to enjoy the process, because it really is a very rewarding process and something that they'll talk about probably for the rest of their lives, the process and the book and, you know, the entire experience.
So what you're telling me is that if I have a person or a physician out there that wants to write a book and he doesn't know how, or doesn't have the time, he can contact you and you can take it from a concept to reality. Or if I have someone out there that wants to do the complete book themselves and have you just glance over it and publish it, you'll do that as well. And everything in between.
Yeah. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to offer anything. So no matter what, if you want to write a book, no matter what your experience is, no matter how much time you have, We can make it happen. We can make it happen. So if we need, you know, if you're just like, okay, this is the idea, this is the information, I just need you to write it for me, and here's what I need you to say, you know, we do that. And that works with nonfiction as well as fiction. I mean, you know, ghostwriting is a definite option for busy people. But there's also the people that do want to write it themselves, you know, but they don't know where to start. And that's so common that we get that. I think that's one of the most common things when people call us for the first time. They're like, I have a great story. I need to tell people this. I need to help other people. I need to give them, I want them to learn from my mistakes, or I want them to learn from my success or whatever. And they want to tell this story, and they're just like, how does it get from in my head to on Amazon? You know, from my head to Amazon? And it's to us, it's not overwhelming. We do it every day. You know, it's not an overwhelming experience at all. It's a fun, and we want it to be fun for the person. We want it to be a positive experience for people. And for the most part, most people will think of it as a positive experience. I mean, you're always going to have somebody who's just, you know, it's going to be stressful from day one to the last day until it's, you know, until it's out there available online. But, you know, it's for the most part, people find it to be, wow, like that wasn't as nearly what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't as bad as I thought, you know, and sure. that's what's so cool about what we do.
Sure. You know, I think you have the title of your next book, and it would be From Your Head to Amazon by Lisa Turvis.
There you go. Hey, that's not a bad idea. That's not
there
a bad idea.
I want to ask you this, too. This process sounds really expensive. It sounds like it may, at the first call, it may eliminate a lot of people from being able to do this. Is that true?
Well, I personally, we're very competitive price wise. I paid what I got when I published Just Believe the first time. Now I wrote a book called Just Believe: Common Sense Spirituality for the 21st Century. The first time I wrote it, I published it with another publisher, but the second time I published it with obviously under RightStream, that would have been pretty stupid for me to publish it with a different publisher, wouldn't it? So anyway, that was another thing that Darianne and I had a big discussion about was we wanted to make it affordable. So if you're just somebody who wants to tell your life story, maybe you're not somebody who's wanting to make $1 million off of a book, but I mean, not that anybody's going to turn $1 million down, but you know, if maybe you're not somebody who's going to want to, that's not your point. You want to leave a piece of history behind. You know, you want to leave something behind for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-great and, you know, keep going. We wanted it to make it affordable for those people. But then we want to give you a guarantee all the way. So we have, you know, we can start there. And then we offer more and more services up into including a guaranteed Amazon, like, bestseller. It becomes an Amazon bestseller, and we write it for you. So, like, it starts really at we have it listed as basically stars. So we have aspiring star. These are our packages: aspiring star, rising star, shooting star, superstar, and rock star. And so we have five different packages, and they're affordable for, depending on what you're looking for. If you want to become a guaranteed Amazon bestseller, it's going to cost you a little more. If you want to have a ghost written, it's obviously going to cost you a little more. But if you just want to get, you know, something fast and something simple and something inexpensive done, we can do that too. So we have, like I said, five different packages that offer different levels of service. But the one thing that's really important that everybody needs to know is one of the ways that RightStream is different is that we edit every single book. And that is something that is not common in the publishing industry. Most people, if there are typos, if you use grammar incorrectly, or if you have typos or punctuation errors or whatever you send them is what goes out. Nobody actually reads your book. And that is just common self-publishing. You know, you have to pay extra for that. We include that in every single package. So we're gonna read the book. We're gonna correct your grammar. We're gonna correct your punctuation. We're gonna catch those typos, and we're gonna get the book out, and you know, as perfect as can be. You know, and that comes with even our most inexpensive package. And that's something that, you know, just to hire an editor to edit your book can be, you know, $1,000, $1,500. And we include that in every single one of our packages because it's too important. We, you know, our name is important too. And we don't want, you know, I'm mostly an ebook reader. I read off my tablet most of the time. And I sit there now as a publisher and a grammar crazy person, which I've always been a grammar and punctuation and, you know, crazy person. But when I read these books, I sit there rolling my eyes like, oh, my God, how did nobody catch that? You know, and it's just one of those things that I'm really passionate about and that Derry is obviously very passionate about as well. And we make sure that we get every you know, that everything that we both go through every single book that we publish and make sure that there's nothing, nothing that that is glaringly, you know, an error, so that no, you don't, so that other publishers don't have that, or other editors don't have that rolling their eyes experience, like I do sometimes.
Sure.
So, you know, it's kind of, we're very different. Where we have a lot of different things. We're actually, Jerry is actually writing an ebook. Well, she actually wrote it. We're in the editing process of our ebook that's going to be talking about. Your book is your new business card. So it's going to really
right.
talk about a lot of what I'm talking about today, and be, it's going to be available. All you're going to have to do, it's going to be free. All you're going to have to do is go to rightstreampublishing.com, sign up for, you know, just put your email address in to sign up for our mailing list. And which, by the way, we are not crazy mailing list people. We very rarely actually even send out emails, but you get that, and then you're going to get an automatic link that's going to show you where this book is, and you can download it. It's going to tell you a lot about what I'm talking about now, but also it goes in, even into more detail about why it's so important, and how this is a critical piece of your business, you know,
sure.
to have this book.
Well, I think you're really spot on with the grammar and punctuation and that sort of thing. You want it to go out as clean as you can, and it certainly will impress people if it's spot on. Certainly, I'm not a grammar junkie like you are, but I can spot things pretty quickly myself, and it kind of ruins the credibility of something. If I read an online paper and they have something glaringly wrong, I kind of roll my eyes and say, well, does this person really know what they're talking about?
That's exactly how we feel. That's exactly what you know, Derry and I talked about this. It was going to be an add-on for us. It was going to set us apart from other self-publishing companies because we were including it, but it wasn't something that this wasn't about making money. This was about, like, there is no way we're going to let our name be associated with books that, you know, that have these errors. And it's just, not everybody is a crazy grammar person. Not everybody is a crazy punctuation person. Not everybody is the greatest typer and speller, you know, and that's okay because we are. So, you know, that's why we're here. You know, we're going to be the ones that catch all of that. So, you know, that was really important to us too. And that was one of the main ways that we set ourselves apart from our competitors.
Yep, and I agree with that. That's very value-added services. Let me mention here, too, that you notice that Lisa did not mention prices, because everybody still is a little bit different. You know, you may want more than someone else or less than someone else, and they certainly can work with you on the pricing. And as well, if you mention MetaNext Radio, when you talk to Lisa or Daria, they're going to give you a special discount as well. They're going to work with you even more closely. So mention MetaNext Radio when you talk to either one about your book. Lisa, what marketing assistance do you offer to your writers, your authors? How do you help them promote the book if they want to do it outside of their office, if you will?
Right. If it's something that, you know, it depends on the package, but really from our second package up, we offer a written press release that goes to hundreds of different media outlets, you know, so that's something that's very, and it's worldwide, so it goes everywhere. You automatically get on our radio show. So depending on what your book's about, you'll fit into one of our categories on our radio network, and you'll be interviewed to promote your book on the radio. You know, as many times as you want to or need to or feel like it's important, you know, you're immediately part of the Rightstream family. And I know that sounds like totally like cliche, but it's really true. Like, we don't like have our authors and then never talk to them again. Anytime that an author that we publish says, you know what, I'd really like to up my promotion, can I get on one of your radio shows? We're going to get you on one of our radio shows. I mean, that's, you know, you're going to automatically be on our author spotlight on our website. Your book's going to be there. You're going to be automatically put in our social media queue. We just published a book called The Mentor in Me by William Todd. William Todd is a pretty well-known personal mentor and in business development and is a business coach and, you know, and he's an entrepreneur as well. And he was mentored himself by Bob Proctor, and pretty much everybody knows who Bob Proctor is. And William, with William's book, he uses exactly like what we're talking about. He's basically promoting this this new business. Well, it's not really new. He's been doing it a while, but the book's called The Mentor and Me, What to Do and What Not to Do, and the foreword is actually written by Bob Proctor, and it's an excellent example of what we're talking about here today, because what he's doing is he's basically talking about his journey that and giving people the tools and guidance to achieve success, you know, doing whatever it is that they do. So so it's kind of that was another great example of what it is that we do. And he is constantly promoting him on social media. So we have RightStream Radio social media, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. We have RightStream Publishing, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of that. I have Lisa Tarvis. I have my, I have a ton of followers on Twitter. I have a ton of followers on Facebook. Same with Daria Ann. Daria Ann has a ton of followers and a ton. So you're in all of the queues. You're in all those social media sites. We're constantly promoting all of our authors. And social media is kind of the thing now, you know, it's kind of the way people find out about pretty much everything. And so we really believe it, that social media is one of the most important outlets. And the good news is that it's also one of the cheapest ways to get
sure.
your information out there. You know, it's definitely, it's not like like advertising in a magazine or something, which is of course very expensive. It's much more affordable than that for people to do. So it's one of the things that we offer, from our middle package on, is that we set up your social media sites for your book or for your business or whatever, and we then train you how to use social media properly, how to use it to make money. And that's an important piece of what we do, because social media is great, but it's not just about checking in and seeing what your friends are doing and finding out when they're having a bad day and, you know, and whose dog's sick or whatever. You know, there's a social media can be used for personal reasons, but it is magical and for business reasons too. So we teach you how to use it the proper way to get that promotion that you want for your book and your business.
Lisa, I want you to give the listeners a elevator ride takeaway from today's show. What would you want them to take away from what you've said today?
Well, I think that it's important to know that writing a book can be for a lot of different reasons. Like I said earlier, you can write a book because you want to leave your story behind. You know, it's something that stays in print forever. Every book we write gets a Library of Congress control number. It's something that stays around forever, and some people just want to leave that behind, their story behind, for their children and for their grandchildren, and that's great. That's a great thing to do. Other people have this crazy, maybe sci-fi fictional kind of story in their head that they want to tell, and we can help you do that too. All the way up to, this is the start, and what the main focus of today is, this can be your new business card. Literally be what you hand out to people, why you're different. You know, so many people, when they're looking for, whether it's a doctor or whether it's a lawyer or whether it's a, you know, whether it's, a lawn care service, right? Whatever you do, you have so many different options, so many different ways you can go, so many different companies you can go with. And your book can be the thing that sets you apart. And I think that's what's most important, is that everything is very competitive. People can find you. It's not opening the yellow pages anymore. They Google it, you know, and it, boom, there it is. And there's a billion ways to get that, get your information out there. But your book is the most, in my opinion, it's the most credible way of showing that you're an expert at what you do. I think it's the most, it proves that you know what you're talking about more than the other guy, because you know what, you wrote a book on it, you know,
right.
And I don't know that there's a whole lot more you can, that gives you, I don't know if there's anything that gives you more credibility than saying, not only am I the best because I'm telling you I'm the best because I wrote a book about it, you know, and
right.
That's it.
You know, that brings to mind something my grandfather used to tell me. He would say, it's a poor frog who won't croak for his own pond. So I think you need to be mindful that you may have a lot of great ideas, you may have a lot of skills and a lot of talents, but unless you tell somebody, nobody's going to know. So I think this is a great service you're providing to people that want to do this. And Lisa, how can people reach out to you? How can they get in touch with you?
We're very easy to find. If you go to writestreampublishing.com on the internet, and Writestream, by the way, is with a W, right? Like writing. See, that makes sense now. Everybody's like, why Writestream? Writestreampublishing.com, WriteStream publishing.com. And you're going to find out everything about us. You're going to see what we do, how we do it. You're going to see our author spotlight, who we've published. You're going to see our packages, and our pricing is on there. That's important for people to know. We're not trying to hide. We're not trying to get you to call us and then have some, you know, mega sales team that are going to pressure you and drive you crazy. You're going to call us because you're going to see that you're going to already have an idea. Our website is so user-friendly and designed to make sure that people understand exactly what they're getting and what package offers what services, and they're going to see whether or not it's something they can afford right away by going to writestreampublishing.com. And so you can go there, you can check us out on Writestream, you can check us, on Twitter at Writestream, you can check us out on LinkedIn, you can find us on Facebook. Again, we have Writestream Radio and Writestream Publishing on Facebook, and you can always go to my website, lisatarvis.com. And there are links to Writestream on that as well, the radio station and the publishing company. So we're pretty easy to find. You can either look me up or you can look Writestream up, and all you have to do is Google the name Writestream, and we have a trademark, so we're real easy to find.
Well, great. Lisa, thank you for being on the show today. Always, you come up with great ideas, and you're a very interesting lady. The way we met, Lisa and I, is that I came across her name and picture on the internet. Somehow someone had sent it to me, and I reached out to her and contacted her, and it's been a great friendship since then for many, many years. Lisa, thank you for being in my life.
Oh, thank you, Vaughn. I really appreciate it. And you better get down to Philly one of these days so we can – or come up to Philly one of these days so we can go to dinner.
That's right. Go back to that Moroccan restaurant we went to. That was the
kind of thing. Oh my God, that was so cool. I'd never been to a Moroccan restaurant before until Vaughn's like, Scott's like, I don't know where this is exactly. thank God for
waiting.
That's all I have to say.
That's
that
right.
was a great
well,
time. Lisa, really interesting.
Well, Lisa, stay with me for a moment. I got to do some business here, and I'll be right back with you. And I'll come right back to you in a few minutes. Now, for those of you that want to access MetaNex Radio, we have a website, which is metanexradio.com. On that website, we have a library tab that lists all the shows, this one included, that you can listen to as a podcast, and we would invite you to do that. Also, we have a website called metanex.com, which will list our professional services that we do for medical practices. We do outsourced billing, we do remote management, we do a lot of things for practices that most companies don't do. We do, like Lisa's company, we take it to the next level. So if you're looking for a solution for either management, billing, or consulting, contact us. And if we can't help you, we will certainly help you find someone that can. So until the next show, I appreciate you listening and stay tuned and look for updates on for our next show. Thank you.